This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to your Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball, whether it's pregame or postgame. Patios is the name you should remember. Go in there and celebrate, or no tickets. Head on over. The weather's beautiful around here right now. Get over to a home game. If you don't have tickets, just hang out in patios. You can hang out in the bar area. You can hang out outside in the patio area. And then you can meet your friends after the game as well. So, again, that's patios. We appreciate their support. And, of course, as always, brought to you by our friend Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. Randy's got you covered. He's got his construction team, heating and cooling team, and his electric team ready to roll at your disposal. So again, I can't say enough about Randy. His continued support of our show means so much to us. I do appreciate the fact that everybody he meets, he just confirms what we say about him all the time on here. 35 years experience, second generation craftsman. It's his business, folks. So his word's on the line and it means something to him. And that's our friend, Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, for Cardinal fans out there, we've hit a little bit of a bump in the road. We've got some people freaking out. We've got some people saying, hey, this is the same team that, you know, just not too long ago was in first place and sat atop almost all of baseball. Sometimes I do say what goes up must come down. So you look at it that way too. But in the end, you know, they got to figure it out because, you know, I think all teams do go through stretches like this. There's been a few things that of course, I think if you're a Cardinal fan, you get a little concerned about, right? But, you know, I think this team still has some potential. I'm probably more concerned today about something that I thought was going to be a fix to a problem than I was, and I'll touch on that here in a minute. But overall, I still think we can play with the teams that are ahead of us. I just think we got to stabilize a couple of things and kind of get all the guys rolling at the same time. But we shall see. Happy to have in studio with me my intern. He's back. He'll be here on Mondays in the summer. Will Kendall, what's going on?
Nothing much. How's it going, Jim?
Going to put you to work.
Sounds good.
Time to put you to work. And sometimes that work includes dry cleaning, coffee, and everything, because when the man comes into town, which he is hopping on a flight today, he needs assistance. And that's our friend and yours on the m4byyachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? It's good to have Will there. I'm happy to get on the show. Let's do it, man.
Yep, hopping on a plane and coming to town. Are you going to bring some wins with you?
Oh, heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. You know, we always do. Me and Paulo, we bring it, man. We always bring it. We bring it to the Blues. We bring it to the Cardinals. So we're ready to pump these guys up and tip them up, man.
I was going to ask you about that. So since you brought up the Blues, let me ask you this question. You've played in the league. You know, you played in the league for a long time. You've been involved in baseball a long time. You know, you were coach for a couple teams, including the Cardinals, and now you're back doing the Spanish broadcast. So when you play in different markets and those markets have other professional sports franchises, even though, like, we all know the Cardinals are the big dog, right? We get it. We know that. I mean, it's not like, as much as people are enjoying the Blues right now, the Cardinals are still like the fan base is massive, right? But when something special is happening in a town with another sports franchise, does that take the onus off the baseball team for just a little while? And where I'm going with this is, if you listen to a lot of people right now, they'll tell you that if the Blues weren't doing what they're doing, the fans may be even a little more restless with our Cardinal players right now.
Well, it could be. I mean, that's just obvious, right? I mean, I played in Anaheim when the Mighty Ducks, I don't know if you know that Anaheim.
Yeah.
Anaheim Ducks. They were having a good time when we were there. We were having a good time. We went to the playoff a few years in a row and stuff like that. So it was all fun, man. It was all fun. So it helped to do that, what you just said, Jimbo, like the fan, you know, they can breathe a little better, like saying, okay, the Cardinals are going to be okay, but our Blues are going, hopefully, to the Stanley Cup, you know, like to the final. So it helped. But it doesn't cover the sky with the hint. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't cover the whole thing. You have to be realistic here. I'm not saying we're gonna be fine if we keep playing this way. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that we will play better and we will be better because we will play better. You know what I'm saying? So I think the team is gonna pick it up pretty soon. But yeah, it helps. Of course it helps. To have the Blues doing what they're doing. I mean, the St. Louis fan base, I tip my hat. I take my sombrero off. I do whatever you guys want. You know, like in Game of Thrones, I bend my knees. I'll do whatever for the St. Louis fans, because did you see that U.S. team of soccer, women, ladies soccer, 35,000 people showed up to see New Zealand and United States. That is crazy. Crazy to see 35,000 people showed up to that event, and nothing against soccer, but you weren't expecting 35,000. You were expecting more like a 20,000, 25, and they go 35. So I'll take my hat off to the St. Louis fans. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah, it's an interesting time for sure. And, you know, the Cardinals spend years and years and years overshadowing everything that's been in this town, and rightfully so, and they've earned it, right? And we love the Cardinals. So I was just curious, you know, if I heard that mentioned a couple times lately from other people in the media. And I was just wondering, as a player, if it's something that you really do feel. And it does only stand to reason, you know, and that's okay. Like I said, I can tell you that there's been numerous times it's been the other way around in some of the other franchises that we've had in town when we went through that bad run with the Rams, and sometimes when the Blues have let us down, that things were going on with the Cardinals that made that a little more bearable. So, hey, it's about time somebody else picked up the slack a little bit, so we'll go ahead and be glad. Yeah, it's an awesome thing. Yeah, for sure.
I think it's really great. Hopefully the Blues can build from this year and be good for many years to come too, you know?
Yeah,
so that's what they're trying to do. But to have the Blues doing great, it helps a little bit, takes the pressure off the Cardinals a little bit, because a lot of people are going crazy over what's going on the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I can tell you that it's been an amazing thing for sure to live this lifelong ride I've had as a Cardinal fan. It hasn't always been rosy, though. So, you know, I'm a fan. I get upset. I get mad. I want the Cardinals to win every game. And right now, you know, it just something to me personally, something doesn't feel right with this team. And I don't want to single out one player. You played it. It's bigger than one player. Okay. But it's a feeling for me. And like it, for me, it starts with, and I hate to say this, because listen, I wanted him. It made sense. And at some juncture, when does it stop making sense? But, and I hate to say this, but man, Andrew Miller seemed like the answer. Okay. And man, we have now gotten into a pattern where something, it's not working. And so here we find ourselves again without what? A dominant left-handed pitcher in the bullpen. And it just seems odd to me. And again, I'm not putting this all on Andrew Miller. I think it's what's the word I want to use? I don't like an example of how it seems like we're struggling to get it right. And I'm not blaming Andrew. I'm not blaming anybody, because because I've always said this, I felt like if my team was trying, and they did try, they went out and traded for Paul Goldschmidt. God darn it, they signed Andrew Miller. They answered two of the major questions that we had. So
they traded for Ozuna.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to be upset.
They did their part. The big deal here, Jimbo, the players have to play. Okay? The players have to play. You don't see that in the Cubs or Milwaukee or let's say the Yankees and Tampa Bay. They're not worried about any of the others. They're worried about winning. They worry about Gary Sanchez hitting good. They worry about Ottavino, whatever his name is, pitching great in the eighth inning. They worry about Chapman closing games. You see what I'm saying? That's what he really is. You have to have the guys do it for us to be successful. In yesterday's game, it was very simple. We needed it. What did we need? We didn't do anything wrong. The only thing we did wrong was not pitching well from Miller and not pitching well so much from Hicks, right? That's what really happened yesterday. We were asking a lot from Hicks. That's fine. But in the real time, we are not doing it. And that's what we need to do. I said it in the last show, I think. We need to do it. We need to go out there and do our thing. We need to go out there and hit. We need to out there and score runs. We need to go out there and shut down when we need to in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Because these guys are very capable of doing it. We have Carlos Martinez back into the freaking bullpen, man. We got Haseley coming back throwing fire. We got Hicks. We got Miller. You name it. We have Gant throwing zeros in ERAs. And then we have Brevia having the best career year. So we have him. So guess what? It's time to do it, right? That's what I think. That's what I believe. We have him. Let's just do the job. Let's just do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind saying, though. I mean, I'm going to, you know, I'm not ashamed to say, though, that, you know, looking at our record, sitting there in fourth place, right, you know, basically back down to 500 after being 10 games over, it's a little disheartening. I mean, this team's got to play better. Team's got to play better.
Of course it is. I tell you, Jimbo, you're asking the wrong guy because I'm so player, right? I played and I know how these things go. I see it a little different. But as a fan, like if I put my fan shoes on, I tell you, I'll be desperate too. Gosh, we were playing 10 games over 500. All of a sudden, we were back down to this and playing and losing to teams that we should beat. I mean, of course, it's discouraging, but you're asking the wrong guy because I play. I know how hard it is. I know we go through those stretches. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Well, we're gonna take that tack today, Benji. That's what we're gonna do with Will being in studio, and with things.
You'll be the fan.
Yeah, and well, with things, and then I'm gonna look at our social media account a little bit, and basically, we're gonna hit you with some thoughts from a fan's perspective. So I'm excited about that. I want to do that. I think it'll be real interesting to let you kind of maybe make some comments on some thoughts from fans. And we're not here to just listen. Let me say this too. I'm not doing this to say that as a fan, your voice and your opinion is not valid because you didn't play in the league. I'm not. I want you to have your voice validated. And let's hear from a guy that played in the league, and maybe he can shed a little light and if anything, maybe make you feel a little better about it. Because that's what I'm looking for. Like when I text you and we have our texts and we're like concerned, you know, I feel better sometimes if I get it. And a lot of times, listen, you're not always right. I'm not always right. Nobody's always right. But a lot of times you are right. I mean, Steve can attest to it. And when we have these back texts, we'll text you and you'll say, this is what I see and this and that. And sure enough, 2 or 3 weeks later, a lot of times things wind up playing out or working out just like you thought, because again, there's a certain element to this that is hard for us to understand. And that's the reality of it and what it's like to really be engaged in it. So I'm interested to do this today. Just have a little fun with it. Cause you know, it's gonna be a quicker show today. And I just want to have some fun and get the voice of some Cardinal fans. So before we do that though, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. I'm asking you to go there and subscribe to the podcast, which is absolutely free. And all you do is click on the subscribe to the podcast banner. You can also check out our bloggers. We're very happy to have them a part of what we're doing. Two Birds bloggers, click on the banner, get involved, read their work. They take a lot of time and energy, and they're very proud of it, and they should be because it's awesome, and we're very happy to have them with us for sure. Twitter, as always, follow us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. And as always, if you're a Cardinal fan and you follow us, we're going to follow you back. Always pushing Facebook. We're close to hitting another milestone on Facebook, so we're going to ask you to please go to our Facebook account. That's Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page if you have not already. And if you have, find the area where it says invite your friends. Okay, we're going to ask you to do so and then invite all your friends, or if you want to just invite your Cardinal fan friends, whatever, that's fine. More importantly, too, our pin post, which typically is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, is our shows that we do. We're asking you to like that. We're asking you to throw a comment on it. And more importantly, we're asking you to share it because that's how we bring more people into our community. You can also find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. And of course, you can find us as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device. To all of our partners, we can't say enough about their continued support. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm hoping I can talk my friend Benji into meeting me for some ribs tomorrow at Adam's Smokehouse, which would be a great day for all involved. So hopefully he can do that because I'm craving some barbecue. But that's located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And of course, if you have catering needs or big box lunch needs, that's the barbecue place that I would trust with that for me. Mike and his staff do a tremendous job, so we're going to ask you to take a run in, experience the atmosphere. If you're from out of town, schedule a trip into Adam's Smokehouse around your trip to the Cardinals or the brewery tour or whatever it is you're doing. Say, hey, I got to go check out Adam's Smokehouse. Our friends at Two Birds say it's awesome, and nobody has ever contacted me and said, you know, I got to tell you, it wasn't that good. It's always, man, it was amazing. So that's our friend, Mike and the whole crew at Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. Gators Baseball Academy, we'd love you to check them out if you're interested in baseball development for your son or daughter. They also do some softball stuff, or for there's still some girls playing baseball. More power to them. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of the Missouri Gators, the Illinois Gators, and, of course, the Gators Baseball Academy. And very soon to announce the Molina Gators Baseball School, which we're excited about, as we're closing in on a couple of dates for that. One on each side of the river is what we're hoping to accommodate all of our baseball fans out there that want to learn from some great instructors, and of course the man himself, Benji Molina, and a little bit about the game of baseball, a little bit about what goes into it, and of course a lot about the having fun, the mental side of it, and just enjoying yourself and growing through the game of baseball. It's the life lessons, folks. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. To my friend Dr. Christian Jacobs, who came on here and told us all about skin cancer awareness. I didn't even know that May was Skin Cancer Awareness Month. She was able to enlighten us all on it and how important it is. I can't tell you enough that the stuff that she stated to us is important. It affects so many people, and I'm an example of the problem. I only think about it when I go to the beach or go to a swimming pool, but it's something you better take care of every day. It's your skin, folks. Take care of it. DrKristenJacobs.com, her wonderful Ula Spa and Anti-Aging and Wellness Center, does a lot of wonderful things for people, and it's not just for women, it's for men as well. And she's happy to answer any questions that you have. So make sure you check her out, DrKristenJacobs.com. All right, my friend, we're going to get at it. Will, I'm going to let you start. So you're a fan, right?
Yeah.
Very respectfully, of course. Something that's on your mind and that you would love to ask Benji, you start.
So based in this last stretch, losing 13 of 17, it's been tough to, you know, see what's going on. And something that's bothered me is that every time that they get up and have a big game against, in the first game of the series, scoring 17 and then 14, and then kind of, it almost seems like they're taking off the gas. What's going on? And I'm always hoping, you know, man, I'm really hoping they can build off this. And then it's gone the way it's gone the last couple of weeks. What's going on, and what do you think they can build on and maybe hopefully start another hot streak?
You know what, Will? I'll tell you what. I've been trying to figure that out myself, because you score 17 runs in the first game against the Pirates, and then you end up losing three in a row, especially the next two with one run each game. Same thing with Texas U or whatever that was.
Atlanta.
They score a bunch of runs, and then all of a sudden they couldn't find a hit, or they couldn't find a... It's really difficult to explain, okay? But listen to this. Every game is pitched by a different pitcher. So don't think because you got 17 runs today, tomorrow you're supposed to get 10 runs. you're supposed to get, yeah, a little bit of a, you know, a feel, you a better feel for it, because you got, obviously, you have you started off in the right foot. I get that. Maybe your confidence go up. But every single day, you face a different pitcher. So today, you beat up on Kershaw. Tomorrow, you're facing Rich Hill. The next day, you're facing Kenta Maeda. And the third day is Bueller, without touching Ryu, right? So that, I think that's what's happening. I think it's like, for some reason, they face these guys, they get on the roll, they kill these people, they get some runs, and all of a sudden the next day, they face a guy that shuts them down. It's really hard to explain how those things happen, because as a fan, we want to keep going with the 14 runs a game, and that's what we want. Or at least six or seven, you know, things like that. I get it. I mean, that. But to explain, sit here and explain it to you, I don't think there will be anything true. I think it's really hard to explain. The only thing I can think of is what I just said about, like, you just face very different pitching, you know, and maybe that day that pitching is really good instead of the guy the night before. So that for me is the best explanation I can give, you know?
Mm-hmm. So as I look across baseball in general and look at some of the stuff that's going on, I think there's a lot of sentiments that people have for their own teams, right? So I think for the St. Louis Cardinals fans out there right now, they're starting to want to look for outside help. A name that continues to come up is Madison Bumgarner. Now, that's a lot. That sounds really easy. Yeah, just trade for Bumgarner. The rumor's always available. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Right? You've got all this kind of stuff. Do you think, is that the type of move that these guys need to make? Or do you think they should still stay the course here for a little while and maybe see where they're at in another month?
You know what, Jimbo? If you end up getting Bumgarner, you know you're going to give up a lot of players, right?
Right,
you
for sure.
That. You're not counting on two guys and a player to be named later, right? It's not like that. You're getting a Bumgarner. So you're going to have to give up a lot of players. In those cases, it's going to be either a big prospect, Tyler O'Neill, in the minor leagues, Odalis Garcia, you could be even named guys in the big leagues to be gone. I mean, I don't know if you want that. I don't know if the organization wants that. The best thing that they had on their favor, for me, was that they had a guy in the free agency they could get, and then they don't lose a pick, a certain date, or something like that. That would be the best thing, I think, in my opinion. Somebody like Keiko, obviously, right now you don't know where he's going to be at. Anyways, you know, we all saw what happened to Holland last year. We all don't know what's going to happen to those people when they come in. But that would be the best way to go. I think if our pitching stay on course, we should be okay with what we have. They've shown they can pitch. Remember, now our bullpen can go from the 6th to the 9th. Because we have guys that throw multiple innings at times. So I think if we stay the course right now, we might be okay. We got a couple guys in the minor leagues maybe to help. But if you go for a Bumgarner or somebody like that, man, you're going to have to give up a lot of players. And I don't know if the Cardinals are really prepared for that.
Okay, sounds good. Will, you got another?
If they get him, it's a great idea. But if you know, it's going to cost.
If they could get him at a reasonable cost, you're all for it, basically.
Yeah. Some way or that I don't have to give up a Jack Flaherty or something crazy like that, no.
Okay. Will, you got another one for our residential expert?
Yeah, I think kind of like in Blues hockey, we were talking about it earlier, just they needed the spark that Bennington brought. Is there a, I guess, would you bring in a spot starter to change things up, or what would you do if you're really looking for a spark in the baseball team?
A spark. There's many different ways to go, Will. I think the spark comes from your own players. The spark comes from Bader making that big old play. The spark can come in from Fowler hitting that tying home run, you know, in the ninth inning. The spark can come up from Jose Martinez, you know, hitting doubles and getting RBI, putting the team on top. The spark can come. I can go on and on, you know, and the spark can come up from Hicks striking out three guys, coming in and shutting down the fort, you know, and three strikeouts. And then the team can fire it up and things like that. So they got really good animated players. They have really good players that really, really know how to pump up the team. I don't worry about that, you know. I'm not a big guy on any of that because we have the guys for it, you know.
I do get it. If you were in Schilt shoes, and I know that's not, I guess maybe you might want to have a tight lip here. Would you keep riding it out with the same guys, or would you change up the lineup, maybe move Carpu's hitting around 200 back, or what do you think you'd do?
If I'm Shields, I would not be afraid to move my pieces, to move around and try something new. Remember, when he didn't move anything, the things work out for him. Remember, he was doing really good. Everybody, the team was doing really good. It's easier to manage that way because the team is playing good. But when the team is playing bad, doesn't mean you got to stay the same. It means to me that maybe we need to move some things, like you said. Maybe get Carpenter out of the leadoff game, or put Carpenter hitting eighth or some days. Wong in leadoff, or Bader leading off, Fowler, whoever. Move the guys around. And, you know, it's really a thinking of a manager. In this case, Shields believe that way. But if you're asking me, then I would do that. You know, I would move pieces around just to see if I can get a decent result.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that either.
Sure.
I don't know why people are getting to the point where, oh, we can get this guy out of that spot. I mean, it doesn't work that way. You need to find a way, however it works.
The following up on that, a lot of stuff. I mean, Matt Carpenter continues to be a hot topic amongst Cardinal fans for sure. I mean, he's a spark. He's a powder keg giving off sparks for sure.
And the reason is because he gets paid a lot of money too. That's
sure.
One of the reasons.
High profile spot in the order. We all, and here's the thing. I always say this too. I want everybody to think about this. It wouldn't be an issue if when things weren't going well, he wasn't so good in that spot, right? Like this wouldn't be an issue if he wasn't so good when things are going well. But here we sit, May 20th. Okay, it's not April 20th. It's May 20th. And here we sit, okay, 205, okay, five home runs. More concerning for me than the 205 is the 318 OBP. I mean, they're both concerning, of course, but... we're not even getting on base.
OBP is the one that goes both together. Which one is the one goes both?
Yeah, together? Both together. Hitting and walk. Yeah, the hits and walks is
that OBP.
Yeah.
Really concerning.
Sure.
Really.
Yeah.
Concerning. And you're right, Jimbo. I'm with you. I mean, you have to be concerned. You have to, because you need this guy. You need him to be productive for us to have a chance to become what we are. We carried the fort without him early on, but we saw what we could have if he was just doing decent. And people are trying to make him hit 300, 300 and 20 home runs or whatever. No, I'm going to tell you what. I'll take a 260. I'll take a 250 from Carpenter. And you know, because it's going to be helpful even more than the 205, man. And how long are they going to be able to wait? How long are they going to say, I'm done? How long are they going to say, hold on, man, we need this guy, but he's not doing it. He has almost 2 months doing this. It's, remember when Fowler went that way? That was the same thing we said. We're like, man, 2 months of these? How long can we do that? Do you see that? I just want you to see this. I just want you to answer me this, if Will or Jimbo or whoever. Do you see any other team having a slump of a guy for 2 months? Any of our division guys? Just name me one. Name me one guy that I miss, a guy that I haven't even seen or whatever. Oh, Bimo, this is the guy, you missed it. just tell me one guy that has had a 2 month a slump. From the main guy, from the main guy. Just tell me, man, because I'm willing. I'll listen to you guys. I'll tell me. I want to know. I want to know. And if, I mean, I don't see anybody on the other team having a 2 month slump.
Well,
nobody.
I will.
The other team.
And what I'll say to back, not that you need me to back up what you're saying. My concern is, how do I say it? My concern is a 2 month slump and we don't do anything different. That's my concern. Like I listen, guys have a rough year. Guys have guys, whatever, right? Like 2 months is a long time. That's not a slump. 2 months is a stretch. Okay.
That's not a slump. A slump is for me when I was playing, obviously this is a different era and that might be a slump for the organization, whatever. But for me as a player, Jimbo, a slump is 10 days. It's 2 series, 3 series the most. That's a slump. And you're talking about 2 months almost into these kids that have problems. And it's not Carpenter. If it's not Carpenter only, you know, whoever it is, last year was Fowler doing this, but whoever, I don't care if it's Carpenter or not. I just want you to tell me, please, there's one guy in Boston that haven't hit 2 months, 1 month even, and he's hitting whatever, one something. Man, I want to know because we are the only team, I think, that is going through this, and it's really rough on the main guys, Jimbo. You know how hard it is when you have a couple guys struggling in your lineup for the main ones because the main ones are not being pitched. They get to pitch. They get to they pitch around them because they have a couple guys they can pitch to. So now, instead of Ozuna, Martinez, and Yadi having good pitches to hit, now they don't get the good pitches to hit because they have a couple guys they can go to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it works so many different ways, but I want to know, man. I really do want to know where else somebody has had a two-month slump. That's all. That's all I
want to
know.
Following up on that, lot of concern out there because of how they started. It seems like a couple of guys. I think he's done unbelievable job to this point for sure, and his on base percentage has been fantastic. But Dex's average has really come down quite a bit in a short amount of time. The one guy for me that the average has really come down in a short amount in a longer amount of time is Colton Wong. Well, he started off unbelievable, and we felt like, you know, maybe this was the time, and you know, we were getting production out of the bottom of the order, and when you get production out of the bottom of the order, it seems like that you can start thinking, "Holy cow, look at how things are going."
Exactly.
Any concern there for you that? You know, we lived through a little bit of an uptick, but things are going to wind up being what they are, especially with Colton Wong. I'm still happy with the overall performance of Dex, to be sure. But, I mean, think about it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. If Colton Wong's hitting 242 now, we know where he was for a month. That means it hasn't been very good lately at all.
Exactly, and that's another guy with another slump, right? That's what I'm trying to say, Jimbo. Like we need to – we need to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I cannot emphasize this enough. We have to find a way to do it instead of having to talk about Carpenter slump, Dex going down a little bit, Colton Wong is going down a little, what's his name? Goldie Goldsmith is a little bit stuck in what you know, for a while in that area, haven't taken off yet. Instead of talking about that, why don't we just talk on doing it? You know what I'm saying? A lot of teams out there are winning, but why do they win? Or how are they winning? Because they're doing it. And we go back to not doing it. If we closed that game yesterday, this is just an example, right? It just happened yesterday. if Miller comes out and throw a zero, and then Hicks comes out and go 1-2-3, don't we win that game? I mean, we tied the game, and then we went up, and then we couldn't close it. So, I mean, and that comes to doing it. That's what I mean by doing it. If we play well, if we pitch well, if we do all these things well, we're going to win some games. That's just the bottom line. But if we are at the point of doing it, that's all we need.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, these just represent a few things from fans that are concerned, and some of it is because, you know, they've seen it play out before that way. You know, like I said, I think the Colton Wong and Dexter Fowler thing, I mean, everybody's happy for them when things are going well, but then when things turn a little bit, it starts in with the whole here we go again type thing, right? And then, you know, it's amazing how guys like that, you think that way, but when you see a Paul Goldschmidt hitting 254, what do you inevitably say? You inevitably say, well, yeah, but at the end of the year, I can promise you he's probably going to be 290, 30 home runs. You know, you kind of – it's almost like certain guys get the benefit of the doubt and certain guys don't.
It's very, very understandable when you get concerned. How's that?
Yes.
It's very understandable. You have to understand people when they get concerned. I am concerned in a few things, in a few guys. But that's who we have. We gotta hope, and we have to keep pushing and keep being positive so these guys can turn it around again and they can play better. And I think they have the team to do it. I really do believe it. And especially with the bullpen we're going to have from now on, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what our bullpen can do closing out games that were like yesterday. But yesterday was a little tough. But I can wait to see our bullpen closing out games when Carlos Martinez is back. Pitching those innings, and then you have Hicks, and you have Gant throwing the ball well. You have Brevia, you have Miller. We have to fix, but steal his name out there. I can't wait, man. I think they can just turn around and pick it up and turn around pretty quick.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, I you know the I don't even want to get into the one name that's really really I'm a little concerned about is Michaelis.
You're not wrong by being concerned. That's all right. I'm saying.
The one I will say that, though, the one guy that I'm really concerned about is Miles Michaelis. I mean, you talk about a guy that, I mean, you felt like last year every time he took the mound, you know, you were going to win a game. And right now, we don't have a clue what we're getting out of him, and it's not good.
Well, last year he was pitching for his life. This year he's more relaxed and he had his contract. I don't want to say it's that, but he's a little bit more relaxed. It's just normal, man. It just happens when you sign a big deal, and you just relax. Before, he was only two-year contract, and he needed to put the foot down and say, hey, man, I need more years. I need to do this, that. And then all of a sudden, they give him those two comfort more years, and he's relaxed a little. I think he'll pick it up. It happens to the best of them. We all saw what happened to Adrian Beltre whenever he signed a big deal. He was a free agent. He had his best year. Then he didn't hit or he got hurt for 3 years. Now he's a free agent. He hit well for that year. He gets the money. He gets 4 years. And now he doesn't do well for 3 years and things like that, you know. And he's not – I'm not saying anything against Beltre. He's a Hall of Famer. But it's just an example of how that works. Sometimes. And I already told you about Pablo Sandoval when he signed. He was awesome. He was hunting. He was a hunter. He was great doing that. He wanted his contract. He was hunting baseballs. He was whatever. All of a sudden, he got those 5 years, $95 million, and you never hear him again. You never heard his name until lately. But you see what I'm saying? So it happened. You know, I think he's relaxed a little. He knows that he's okay. Now when these things change and he starts pitching well, we're going to be fine, man. We're going to be fine.
Well, we shall see. I know you're getting ready to hop on a plane here shortly and head into town. It's always exciting when you get here, and it does seem like good things happen when you're around. So I know if that continues, they'll just have to start taking you on the road with them. So that'll just be how it is, I guess.
We don't play that, huh?
Yeah, for sure. But listen, we appreciate you taking the time. I'd even told you, for all our fans out there, when he leaves like this, I'll text him and say, hey, you need to spend time. And he's like, nope, let's do it. Let's talk. The fans are restless. Let's do this. So I know we all appreciate you very much. And
yeah, man. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe tomorrow I gotta get a haircut over there at I said, Lou, you know, I got to get a haircut. Couldn't get it here before I left. But so I got to get a haircut around 9:30. I guess it's going to take like an hour and a half. Then I have to go see my mom. But we could do the wrist brow. We at a smokehouse another day, of course.
Okay.
We could do it another day, but tomorrow's going to be pretty hard.
Okay.
Because I got a couple of things going.
All right. Well, hey, listen, number one, you got to see mom. I know.
And sometimes she needs some stuff. You know, I got to drive her around and get some stuff.
And you wouldn't have it any other way, and we wouldn't want it to be that way. So, hey, listen.
We got many days, believe me.
That's right. We do.
We got many days to go out of smoke up. Many, many.
And we will. I promise you, we will. And our man Will works at Adam's Smokehouse now. Yeah. This was your first week, huh?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. He had me there for 40 hours before he even knew what I was coming.
Wow, 40 hours in a week? That's pretty good.
Did you eat your fill in Adam's Smokehouse food?
Oh, yeah. I may need to taper down.
Have you decided what your favorite Adam's Smokehouse is meal?
Yeah, I really like their brisket. It's so good.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
I mean, I'm not going to dog on the ribs, but, man, I'm a big brisket guy.
Well, that's good stuff. And then, again, for all of our fans out there, you know, we'll try to let you know when we head over there. I know some of them like to meet us and join us, and we're happy to have you as well. Our dates for patios will be coming out this week. Look for our Molina Baseball School in conjunction with Gators Baseball Academy coming out. Again, excited to have our man Randy Green meet us for lunch as well. We haven't seen him in a little bit. So innovativecompanies.com, as always, we encourage you to check them out for your residential, commercial, or industrial work. And for our patio shows, don't forget they're the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere, whether it's pre- or post-game. Very fortunate to be associated with a lot of these great people. DrKristenJacobs.com. Learn more. Skin Cancer Awareness Month in May, of course. And then just so much more that she does for people out there that just are looking to take care of themselves. And that's her Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center. It's an amazing place. And it's not just for women, guys. She takes care of all of us. So check her out. And again, it's very comforting to be partnered with such great people. Excited about my man coming to town, and we're going to be hanging out, but you can learn more about us at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. It's absolutely free. Check out our Two Birds bloggers, as we're happy to have you guys reading their great work. You can do that by clicking that banner. Find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. You follow us, and you're a Cardinal fan. We'll follow you back. Facebook as well. As always, type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our page, invite your friends. Find our pinned post. Make sure you've checked it out, commented on it, shared it, liked it. That helps us reach more Cardinal fans and bring them into the fold. Instagram as well with Two Birds on a Bat Show. Happy to have you there. LineupMediaGroup.fm, thank you for your continued support. I encourage everyone, go out and download Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device. It's absolutely free. You guys are going to love it. And, of course, to all of our partners on social media that continue to support us, continue to share our stuff, Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. Again, the labor of love for Chris is real, and we appreciate everything that he and Larry do. I cannot say enough about Nate McHenry and RallySquirrel.com, the original Facebook page that we are associated to be involved with at all times. To our friends Vicky and Linda, who have I Am a Cardinal Fan, Yes I Am, and of course our personal favorite, fans of Yadier Molina, means a lot to us with you guys as well. To my friend Ron with his Cards on Deck group, in the podcast and all the stuff that he's associated with. They do great work, and he's just another one that does it strictly out of passion, and there's no shortage of them out there. Cardinal Freak, SDL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, St. Louis Cardinals Nation. There's a bunch of them out there, folks. Keep it clean when you're in there. Enjoy the ride. We're going to turn this thing around. I know it. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, we'll see you at the park. Let's go, Birds.
Let's go, Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.